This is Forrest Solis interviewing for Creative Push on December 15th, 2016 at 11:30 a.m. Okay, can you say your name and your date of birth or your age?
I am 52, and my name is Jolene Martinez. It's spelled J-O-E-L-E-N-E. It's not spelled like everybody else's, Jolene.
Is that a family name?
No, my grandmother picked it out. So,
can you tell us a little bit of your family history? Are you from around the area?
Yeah, all my family's around from down south. Tome, Las Lunas, around the area. And farther back, my mother's side goes from farther south to Roswell and so forth over there. And then my father's side is located from Las Lunas also, just around the area.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have two sisters. I am the oldest, and the youngest one is 49. She is suffering from multiple sclerosis, so we take care of her. My mother's still alive. My dad passed away 3 years ago from a blood disorder. We are all girls in the family, so we all kind of watch each other and take care of her.
So do you know anything about how you were born?
I was born in Belen, and it was a small little hospital. It's now not a hospital. It's just a school building, you know, just an office building right now for the schools. But Belen was the only hospital around, so they couldn't transfer to Albuquerque. It was just too far. So Belen was the only closest area where I was born.
Do you know how your mother was born?
No, not really. She did say anything about it, but I think she was born at home, but I'm not sure. Just like all my other aunts and uncles.
So they were mainly born at home, too?
Yeah, right. She was born in Tome, and she had, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 brothers and one sister. She only has two brothers that are living right now, so everybody passed away.
Did family members then help with the births at home, or was there a midwife?
Yeah, they all helped each other. There was the area where my mom grew up was all kind of constituted with family all the way around, where there was cousins and stuff like that. Everybody walked to their houses across the street or within a half a mile radius kind of thing. So everybody kind of walked everywhere.
That's wonderful. So there was good family support.
Yeah, my mom's side, yes. Because that's where I kind of grew up, on that side. So I knew all the what was going on. I stayed a lot with my grandmother at that time when I was younger. So I grew up with her. At that time, they didn't even have indoor plumbing. They had an outhouse when I was growing up. Till I was maybe 12, 13. So I kind of grew up on that old world kind of situation. I even enjoyed it.
How did you meet the father of your child?
Through work. I worked with somebody at a place of at a company, and his brother is where I met my son's father. And we weren't married, just something that just happened, but it was just meant to be. That's why I look at it, because he was with me while I was growing up also, since I had him when I was 21. So I worked at the post office through the whole time. So I worked graveyard, and it worked well with my mom taking care of him while I was working and he was sleeping. So it just worked that way.
So how was the pregnancy?
It was an experience. It normal pregnancy, the whole bit. It was no problems, and labor was the problem, but through the whole, the pregnancy was good.
Did you give birth in the hospital?
Yes, I did. In fact, I had him when I was in Belen also, so the new hospital in Belen. Went over there, had him, but it took, I was in labor for 36 hours. And then after that, he turned around, he was born breech, so I had to go to cesarean. So it took a long time. So I had top of long labor, I went through surgery, had a cesarean. And then complications after that, I had developed an infection, and they found that my son had a kidney problem. His ureters weren't working, so they had to transfer him from Belen all the way up here to Albuquerque. So I had complications. I had to stay in Belen. He had to come to Albuquerque. So my mom and dad came with him and stayed with him up here in Albuquerque while I was down there.
That must have been a really challenging, hard experience to have.
It was. I was by myself there because everybody was with the baby. And he had to have surgery the first week of his life. So they had to get his ureters, re-implant them into his kidneys, his bladder. So that went well. But he healed really quick and stuff like that. So babies bounce back faster than we do.
Yeah. So how was your recovery in the hospital then? It must have been difficult.
Yeah, it was. I was there for about, 7 days. Because after that, I had cesarean. That went all right. Developed the tear when they were taking him out, so it was longer than what it was healing-wise. The infection set in, so I was there until the fever broke and it stayed stable. So after they released me, I came back to Albuquerque and stayed with my son. He was in the hospital for about 2.5, almost 3 weeks.
So you definitely weren't nursing that.
No. There's no way I could have done that. But he healed well, and then he developed hernias after that. Little one about a month after that. So they corrected that too. So all in all, his health was a little compromised, but he healed quite well, and he has no problem today.
When you look back on that experience, it must, I mean, that's like traumatic.
Nobody's ever gone through that kind of experience in my family. But my sister, the youngest one that has MS right now, when she was pregnant, she had her son. He didn't make it. He had a heart problem when he was born. Half his heart wasn't developed, so they had to send him into surgery. He never made it out, so he died on the table within a week of his life. So that was more of a traumatic thing than anybody else ever had. So when I went through that situation, it didn't compare to what my sister did. So
it's interesting that mm-hmm. you know, you view your experience in reference to to your sister's experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just something that glad that the doctors caught what they needed to do. There was available doctors that could treat that without any problem. So just the being away when he was in surgery while I was down there, that was probably the hardest part on me, besides the surgery and stuff like that. And
when you finally saw him, did you feel bonded with him, or did the time away impact your feelings at all?
No, it just brought me closer, because I didn't want to leave him after that, so I stayed with him while he was in the hospital. They made a room, a bed next to him and stuff like that. It was just a little heartbreaking because of the wires coming out of the tubes and stuff like that while he was, recovering. But other than that, it was, he was healing good. He He was acting just like a little baby, so newborn.
It's amazing how, you know, in that moment, you probably couldn't imagine this 21-year-old healthy man that you have now.
32. Yeah, going to be 32 this coming year.
Yeah, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. So you have, it's so great that you had so much contact with your grandmother. Did she tell you any interesting stories about birth?
No, my grandmother passed away a month before my son was born. So she never got to meet him. That's kind of a lone regret because I was so close to my grandmother growing up that, you know, I wish she was around when, you know, but that wasn't possible. Kind of like the same thing happened when my niece had her kids. My dad passed away a month before they were born. So it's weird how that happens, you know, the history repeats itself kind of thing.
So she saw you pregnant, though?
Yes.
Did that jog her memory, and did she share any of her experience?
No, I can remember her doting over me or something like that, you know, just making sure that I was off my feet and, you know, make sure I eat certain things and stuff like that, you know, just caring like a grandmother, you know, don't do this, don't do that.
We have, in my family, we have certain customs. Like, my grandmother will make a blanket for the new child, and then the mom will sleep with the blanket for a while before the birth of the baby, so that the baby has the smell of the mom. Do you have any kind of
superstitions? My grandmother did make my son a blanket. It was a patchwork blanket, quilt, actually, because it was one that he carried for a long time until it kind of fell apart in the wash, until he was, like, maybe 10 years old, he had it. So that he did, she did do a lot of the other stuff, like quilt and blanket making and stuff like that. So.
Is there anything else you want to do? Was there anything from your experience that you would tell a new mother that might be experiencing some similar things that you do?
I just know that now this day and age, there's a lot of miracles out there, and you hear about all the babies being sick, born with one thing or another, or some kind of disability. Who knows if the environment has anything to do with it? Because when I was pregnant, or became pregnant, I was working at a company called Motorola, but I was in a secured area where they made powdery stuff and where you had to wear a respirator and stuff like that. But who knows if anything has anything to do with whatever's happening, you know. But if it does, just go with whatever they can do for the baby and work with it. And the baby is yours, so might as well, you know, love it like it was, you know, you don't realize the disabilities because he's just yours. You know, there's no reason to give him up or push him away. Just keep him close.
Thank you. That's amazing. Okay, so I'm going to turn